Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz with a true jazz visionary and legend, flutist and tenor saxophonist Lou Tabakin. Back in 1990 with the tune Hot House off his CD called Desert Lady. Everything began for Lou in his birthplace of Philadelphia. He went on to major in flute at the Philadelphia Conservatory of Music, and after a stint in the U.S. Army from 62 to 65, he moved to New York City, and he never looked back. He was playing with cats like Tal Farlow and Don Friedman in the very beginning, and later on in the big bands led by Cab Calloway, Les and Larry Algard, Maynard Ferguson, Joe Henderson, Chuck Israels, Thad Jones, and Mel Lewis, and the list goes on, like with Clark Terry and Duke Pearson. And it was in 1968 that he met Toshiko Akiyoshi. They married and formed their own band. Then they moved on to L.A. And while he was in L.A., he played with Shelly Manne and with various trios of his own with Billy Higgins, John Hurd, and Charlie Hayden. And that also included stints on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and The Dick Cavett Show. But ultimately, L.A. was not his style. So he went back to New York. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Lou went over the landscape of a very interesting jazz journey. And at one point, he said something he talked about with the students that was interesting.
I always tell younger players, you know, like, the way you end your note is your signature. It's like a painter. He signs a painting. When you end a note, that's your signature. So all the great players have their own nuance at the end of a note.
To this very day, he continues to tour the world as a soloist, playing in clubs and at jazz festivals with his own groups, and as a featured soloist with the Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra. And ultimately, he said this is what he's trying to do as a musician, in his own words.
I try to create my own language and my own world of narrative playing. And that's basically what I've been doing for the last 60 years, and trying to get it right. I can't quit till I get it right, so hopefully I'll be around long enough to get closer.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that houses legends, luminaries, and many cool cats, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you that dose of jazz that will have you saying, ah, for the rest of the day. Teamed up with his wife, Toshiko Akiyoshi, and the big band back in 1991, here's Lou again with the song American Ballad.
This is Lou Tobacken speaking. Please pay attention to Neon Jazz, Joe Domino. Very important for you to check out his stuff and keep on swinging.
That was the master post-bop jazz pianist Cecil McBee in 2014 with the tune Pantomime off his CD called Unspoken. So from the time this Tulsa, Oklahoma native first arrived in New York City in 64, he has remained one of the most in-demand bassists in jazz. He's appeared on hundreds of influential recordings, been all over in clubs and concert halls throughout the world, and over five decades as a jazz cat, he's also quite good at being a composer and a teacher. He's leading his own ensembles, and he's earning and continues to earn a distinguished professorship at the New England Conservatory in Boston. He's taught there for over 25 years. From some of the finest jazz pipes the world has ever heard, here's singer, actress, director, arranger, educator, and Grammy-nominated recording artist Marilyn May with the 1970 tune I'm a Woman off her LP Girl Singer from the KC Singer, next on Neon Jazz.
I'm a woman, I'm a woman, I'm an ever-loving woman. I can wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them strung out all over the line. Starch and iron 2 dozen shirts, for you can count from 1 to 9. Scrape up a great big dip of lard from the drippings can. Throw it in the skillet, go out to my shop and be back for it melting the pan. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I wanna say it again. Well, I can rub and scrub till this old house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the carp out of my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. And then lay down at 5, jump up at 6 and start all over again. Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'm gonna say it again. Yes, I'm a woman, W-O-M-M-A-N. If you come to me sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me all hexed up, I'll break the spell. If you come to me hungry, I'm gonna feed you full of grits. If it's loving you're lacking, I'll kiss you and give you the shivering bits. Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I wanna say it again. Well, I can talk on the phone, scrub the floor, do the dishes all at once. Tear down the curtains, wash the windows, have them back up before lunch. I can vacuum a 10-room house before you start sweeping, I'll be through. Mix a mortar, make a brick mortar, have a rose garden growing by two. I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I wanna say it again, I wanna say it again. Yes, I'm a woman, W-O-M-M-M-A-N. Hey, I can shampoo the rug, rake up the leaves, bring the washing out of the rain. Clean out the garage, refinish an old chair, paint the walls, and never complain. Defrost the icebox, defeat the dog, cook a spread that's fit for a king. And then put up my hair, get a tight dress to wear, and be ready and willing to swing. I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I wanna say it again. Hey, I got a $20 gold piece, and there ain't nothing I can do. Make a dresser a feed bank, make a man out of you. I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Shout it again. Yes, I'm a woman, W-O-M-M-M-M-M-A-N. That's all.
Hi, everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
So woman, she cooked me shrimps and rice. thought she's sick from necktie. Mes feet she heard from shoes. Mes pocket full of empty. I got calypso blues. Here we go. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh. La 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 la.
That was a jazz singer we just lost on the last day of 2015, the great Natalie Marie Cole. That was the tune Calypso Blues off her 1993 CD, Take a Look. Born back in 1950, the singer, songwriter, and performer was the celebrated daughter of Nat King Cole. She rose to musical success in the mid-70s as an R&B singer, and it was after bad sales and performances that were fueled by heavy drug addiction that she stepped away from the business, but she came back in 1987, and she never looked back. She left like her dad did, a legend in the business, and with plenty of music for all of us to dig. We bring you the St. Louis-born cool jazz baritone saxophonist next, Mr. Bob Gordon, with the tune Dots Groovin'. And he died suddenly at that rock star age of 27. It was due to a car accident on his way to playing at the Pete Rugolo concert in San Diego that took his life. But that music remains. Dig it. We'll be right back.
this is James Brandon Lewis from New York City. You're tuning into Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very talented and introspective jazz tenor saxophonist and composer, James Brandon Lewis, with the 2014 song Divine off his CD Divine Travels. And have they ever for this very aspiring jazz cat and force. This proud native of Buffalo, New York, has earned a reputation as a rock-solid sideman and a soloist among musicians in gospel, R&B, and jazz. Much of his growth in the early go came via Howard University and performing with cats like Jerry Allen and Benny Golson. He had a stint in Colorado after Howard University, but he finally migrated to New York in 2012, and the floodgates of recording and performing opened for him.
I always had a tendency to try to do my own thing or put my, you know, I think my natural tendency and who I am as a person is to always try to make things my way. It's not, you know, I'm not ever trying to just buck the system. I'm always just trying to be myself, be naturally who I am.
From the gifted mind of jazz alto saxophonist and a key ingredient of the 1960s avant-garde jazz scene in New York City, here's Marion Brown with his quartet in tow. This is the tune Ode to Coltrane off his 1993 CD Offering, and the world owes an ode to that Coltrane.
Thank you. Hey everybody, this is Brian Haas with Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey and the Nola Tet, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the man at the Hammond B3 doing things upright, Tony Monaco, with the 2006 song I Remember Jimmy Screamin' off his 2006 CD West to East. He was mentored by the legendary Jimmy Smith in a more classic style. From the gifted German jazz pianist Michael Wolny, here's the 2015 tune called Ellen, next on Neon Jazz. and we need a pro to take us out of this episode. From the completely cool jazz saxophonist, composer, and arranger, Bud Schenk, this is the 1957 tune, Long Ago and Far Away, doing the honors for us. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the cool cat keeping the jazz knobs moving in the right direction, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.